This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
I understand that many of my fellow Americans view the future with fear and trepidation. I understand they worry about their jobs. I understand, like my dad, they lay in bed staring at the ceiling, wondering, can I keep my health care? Can I pay my mortgage?
Unemployment insurance is supposed to help with that. But the economic crisis that came along with this pandemic has exposed some of the cracks in our unemployment system. And that, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, has prompted talk of an overhaul.
One of the first things the federal government did in March when the pandemic hit was expand unemployment insurance through the CARES Act, both by adding that extra $600 a week onto state benefits and by making more people eligible for benefits, including gig workers and low-wage workers. Catherine Ann Edwards, a labor economist at the Rand Corporation, says that was a telling critique of the current unemployment system, where every state makes its own rules about how much to pay in benefits and who qualifies.
They all really point to a story that these should be federal benefits that every worker in the United States gets so long as they earned a wage.
Making unemployment a federal program would also help reduce some of the huge racial disparities, according to Howard University economics professor William Spriggs. In many states, Black people and women are much more likely to work low-wage or part-time jobs, Spriggs says, that aren't eligible for benefits.
When you say, what is institutional racism? The unemployment insurance system. It is designed, it is institutionally designed to exclude Black people.
Spriggs says reforming the system, which has been around since the 1930s, so that it works more like Social Security, would make the program more equitable.
There would be federal standards as to what's the tax, who's eligible, and what are the benefits.
And in major downturns, many states also run out of money to pay unemployment benefits and end up borrowing from the federal government. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.